Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to a very special edition of Days with Murph. We're celebrating the show's a 4-year anniversary. That's still pretty mind-boggling for me to say. 4 years worth of doing this. Wow. Anyway, while we're waiting for my co-host to call in and the special guests, I wanted to take a quick second to just thank everybody that's been a part of the show for the past 4 years, and you know who you are. I don't have to say it, but anyway, you know, it's been a pretty incredibly wild ride, and I think we've got a couple of callers that want to say something, so I'm gonna bring on this one. Hold on, just 1 second. 615,
you're on. Hey, this is Allison with Two Steel Girls. How are you, Cody?
Hey, Allison, how are you, girl?
I'm doing really, really good. I just called to tell you congratulations on, was it 4 years now?
It's been 4 years. Can you believe it?
Well, that is so awesome. Congratulations. I'm sorry Crystal couldn't call in. She's at a birthday party for her friend. Her friend is, they're all at a restaurant, so it's just me, but I just wanted to make sure that
awesome.
We called and said happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, and you know as well as I do, both you and Crystal are two of my absolute favorite people.
Oh, well, thank you, Cody. You're one of ours, too. It's been a joy working with you.
You know, and I'll tell you this, and you can tell Crystal too. Y'all both have my full and complete support, absolutely.
Well, thank you. We sure appreciate it, and I will definitely let her know. Y'all have a great celebration today.
All right, I'm gonna let you go and get some of these callers on, but thanks for calling in again.
Oh, yes. It was great to talk to you. Congratulations again. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See you, Allison. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go to this one. 407, you're on.
Hey, Cody. It's Diamond Dixie.
Hey, y'all. How are you?
We're great. Good. How are you?
A little bit overwhelmed right now, but I'm keeping my emotions in check at this point. But you know,
that's awesome. Well, congratulations on 4 years.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I appreciate it. And as I told the last caller, y'all both have my full and complete support anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, you were in Nashville last time we were there at our show.
Yeah, it was so much fun getting to meet you.
It was great meeting you, by the way.
Yeah, well,
we're
going to be back
by the way.
Yeah, you too. Well, we'll probably be back in Nashville either September or October, so hopefully we'll have another show then.
I'll make plans to hopefully be there. My birthday's actually in September, so maybe a little late birthday celebration is in order. I don't know.
Sounds good.
Let's all go because we've got a couple more callers online. But again, thank y'all for taking a little time to come on into this. Okay.
Of course. Congratulations on the show again, and have a great day.
Yeah.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Okay, let's go to this one. Hold on. 585, you're on.
Hey, it's Alyssa Trahan.
Hey, Alyssa, how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
As I told the last caller, a little overwhelmed, but I'm hanging in there.
You deserve it.
Well, I appreciate it. What have you been up to since the last time you were on?
I haven't been on in forever, it feels like. I think it was a few months ago, I want to say, like before I moved to Nashville, I want to say.
Maybe. And I heard a little birdie told me, a.k.a. Twitter, that you would get to open the other day for a pretty major star.
Yeah, I opened for Mr. Charlie Daniels the other day, and it was incredible. It still doesn't feel like it happened, but yeah, I'm just blessed to have
had
that opportunity.
So cool.
It was amazing. Oh my gosh, he is the sweetest person, and he's so good. He puts on a great show, and he's turning 80 this year, which I think is just incredible.
It's absolutely mind blowing. It's like 80 and still performing. That's awesome.
It was amazing.
So as you said earlier, you're living in Nashville now. How's that treating you?
I love it here. It's amazing. It's home. It really is. I just know I'm meant to be
mm-hmm.
here, which that sounds really cheesy, but I love it here so much. It's
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I'll be in your part of town twice over the next 3 weeks. So
I know. We have to definitely finally meet in person. I know last time you were here, I was out of town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we will. That's going to happen. Trust me. That's going to happen.
Great. I can't wait.
I'm going to let you go right quick because we have another caller, but again, thank
you. Of course,
I thank you just for everything. I mean, and you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, thank
you. Thank you for everything.
Well, hey, congratulations on 4 years. And I don't know if you know this, but today is National Radio Day, so it's a pretty big day for you guys.
I did not know that. Thanks for that. I did not know that.
You're welcome.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right. See ya.
All right. See you, Alyssa.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to this one right here. F512, your own.
Hi, Cody. This is Kelsey and Corey Jean from Mercy Stone.
How are you?
How are y'all?
We are doing great. We actually just pulled up to Chicago, and we are just getting ready real quick to be able to do a show in just a little bit, but we wanted to call and say hi and tell you congratulations on 4 years. That is so cool. We're so excited for you, and we are so, so, so proud of you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. As I told the last caller, 4 years to me, it seems like 5 minutes, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, y'all are in Chicago, right? Don't y'all just love that city?
Yes, we do. We had the opportunity to be here last year to do
mm-hmm.
some work, and so we're excited to be back again. But we're also really excited to be calling into the show before we have our show tonight here. So thank you so much for having us.
Well, I appreciate y'all calling in. And as I've told a bunch of other people, that have called in. Y'all always have my full and complete support.
Well, thank you. That means so much to us.
All right. I think I'm going to let y'all go so y'all can go ahead and prep for y'all's show. And I've got a couple more calls I need to get to, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good.
Well,
thank
you,
Cody,
so much for having us. Cody, we appreciate it and all that you do, and happy 4 year anniversary on the show, and we appreciate all you do for us as artists.
All right, y'all. I'll definitely be talking to y'all later, okay?
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. I'm trying my best to keep my emotions in check right now. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Okay, let's go to this one real quick. Hold on. 423, you're on.
Hey, can you hear me?
Hello? Yeah, I can hear
Hello?
You.
Hello, can you hear me? Hey, Cody, it's
yeah.
Jesse Lee.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
A little emotionally overwhelmed right now, but I'm trying to keep it together.
Right. Well, congratulations and happy four-year anniversary on the show. That's so exciting.
You know, it's, as I was telling the last couple callers, it's just been 4 years has seemed like 5 minutes.
Right.
It's just, I'll be totally honest with you. If you had told me 5 years ago that I'd be doing this right now, I'd have probably slapped you and called you crazy.
Well, life has a funny way of working out on us, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I agree completely.
Yes.
Well, what have you been up to since the last time you were on?
Oh, my goodness. What haven't I been up to? we've had so much going on that the world of being an independent artist just gets, you know, there's never a dull moment. There's never a day where it's like, well, that was a normal day. You know, there's always something new coming at you and new opportunities, new fans, and you get requests from crazy little venues to do shows that you would have never thought of. And it's just been, it's been a really fun roller coaster since the last time I was on the show.
Wow. And I'll tell you this, just like I told everybody else, and you already know this, but you always have my full and complete support anytime.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. You're one of my biggest fans. I'll tell you that. I always look forward to, you know, seeing your likes on my Facebook page or, you know, anything
mm-hmm.
that you have to say. It's always so encouraging. And, you know, it goes both ways. You have my complete support. I love what you do. I love you as a person. You are so strong and determined, and, you know, we strong and determined people have to stick together, you know.
I'm not crying right now. Nope, I'm not crying right now. Okay, before I actually do start crying, I think I'm going to let you go because I've got another couple of callers I need to get to, okay?
Yeah, that's not a problem. It was really good to talk to you, Cody, and I hope we get to talk again soon.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to happen. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye, Jesse. Okay, let's go to this one. 615, you're on. Hello? 615?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hey, this is Donna Lee.
Hey, how are you, girl?
Good, how are you?
A little emotionally overwhelmed right now, but I'm okay at this
well,
point.
Awesome. Well, I just wanted to tell y'all congratulations on the show's 4-year anniversary. I'm so proud of you guys and so looking forward to what the future holds for y'all.
Well, I really appreciate that. What if you... I've been up to since the last time you were on the show.
Well, let's see. It's been quite a while since I've been on. So I have actually chopped all my hair off, been working on a new single, and just playing bunches of shows, especially this next week. So
nice. You know, and I saw the picture of your new haircut on Snapchat. I saw that picture. Oh, I love your hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you so
much.
I love it. Just a lot to get used to, but I love it too. So thank you.
it's got to be easier to maintain, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. My hair was literally down past my back, so it was ridiculous.
Wow. I'm going to tell you this. You're probably one of my absolute favorite people.
Oh,
in this entire
you're
world.
One of my favorite people, too.
Before I let you go, I want to tell you again that you've always got my full and total support.
Oh, thank you so much, Cody. And you and Emily always have my support, too. I will always love Weekdays with Murph, and it'll always be one of my favorite radio shows to appear on. So.
Unfortunately, Em's not here right now. She just texted me, and she said she's on her way, but she missed all this, really.
Well, I think you guys will have to, like, catch up and definitely hear all the guests, because I'm sure I'm not the only one who loves you guys as much as I do.
and thanks for the quote, by the way. That quote was, I cried reading that.
Oh, well, thank you so much for asking me to be a part of your book. I'm so excited to read it, and I definitely hope I get a copy of it.
A copy is coming your way when it's done, trust me.
Yeah, awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
I think I'm going to go, I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you later, okay?
All right. See you then.
All right. See you. Well, this has been rather, to say the least, very, very interesting. This first about 20 minutes, and I don't know if y'all talked earlier. The quote I was referring to is, I'm writing a brand new book, and several of these callers on here just now have provided quotes that will back up and say this. The book is going to be about the radio show and the guests and all of our time on the show. Well, I reached out to several past guests who most of them have called in, and they have provided me little quotes about their time on the show. And y'all, let me tell you this. Reading 99.9% of these quotes, I was just a blubbering, sobbing mess. It just wasn't even funny. yeah. So, and again, as y'all heard earlier, I'm still waiting for my co-host to call in. She should be here any second. But while we wait, there are a couple of people who I have to give a big, big, big shout out to. They are dear, dear, dear friends of mine. At the Springs, they're a country band in Nashville. They've just been so incredibly supportive of anything I'm doing and everything that I'm doing. And also, even though she hasn't called in yet, I have to give a shout out to two very, very dear friends. One is my friend Jasmine. If you're out there, Jazz, I love you, girl. And two is a very, very a dear musician friend of mine, Emily Davis. Emily has just been, I can't even talk about her hardly without crying. It's just, it's incredible. The support she showed me. And also, again, going back to a couple more or a couple previous callers, my friend, and I still see her on the line right now. So there you go, girl. My friend, dear friend of mine, Alyssa Trahan, she has pretty much been here since day one of the show, pretty much. She has listened to every single rant, every meltdown message I ever sent her on Facebook and Twitter. She's just been a huge supporter of me and the show. And I'm still waiting for my co-host to show up. So she actually just texted me. And she's on her way, guys. Don't worry. Kim's on her way. Let me see. I think just to hold on just 1 second. Dadgum text. I'm trying to do a radio show. Who would have thunk it? anyway. I think as we're waiting for more people to call in, if she's still there, then let's go back to my friend Alyssa Trahan. You still there, Alyssa?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, cool. I'm still
here.
How
are you, girl?
I am great. You are just the sweetest, Cody. I'm so proud of you guys, and I'm so happy that we're friends. You're just the best.
Everything I said about you earlier, you've listened to pretty much every single meltdown I've ever had about this radio show.
Oh, of course.
And I'm going to probably start crying here in a minute, but
don't you cry.
Just... If you cry, I'm going to start crying. If you start crying. anyway, just thank you again. And I see we've got one more caller, so I'm going to put you on hold yet again
okay.
And take this caller, okay?
Okay.
Hold on. Let's go to 765, you're on.
Hi, Cody. Hi, Em. How are ya?
I'm good.
It's Amy Jo Potter.
Hey, Amy Jo, how are ya? Unfortunately,
I'm good.
Em's not here right now, unfortunately. She just texted me and said she's on her way.
Oh, darn.
So, oh, well. I understand you're getting ready for a pretty big show yourself, I understand.
Yeah, it's called We Care Fest, and it's out here in Marion, kind of more towards Fort Wayne. So I'm actually on my way there. But
wow.
Yeah, so it's like a cancer benefit type thing.
Awesome. You know, I wanted to just thank you for all the support you've shown this little radio show. It's just been just mind-blowing.
Aw, well, of course, you guys are awesome. I love you to pieces. You're the best. Anything, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours type of thing, right?
Right, absolutely. I think I'm gonna let you go, but I wanted to just say again, thanks But thanks for all the support, okay?
Not a problem. I just wanted to call in and tell you guys congratulations on the 4 years.
Yeah. We've got another couple of callers we need to get to because we've only got like 4.5 minutes left in this thing. I cut off callers in about 4.5 minutes. So I kind of need to. So I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, you guys have fun.
Bye. I think I know who this person is, but let's go to a 724. A 724.
Hey, Cody, just calling in to say happy anniversary, buddy.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. Just listening to the show, and except for I'd call in real quick and tell you congratulations on your past 4 years, and here's another, 20, 25, 50?
You said it, not me. what have you been up to, buddy?
Not much. Work.
I hear that completely. In a funny story here, I quote met Patrick. We were both nominated for the same category in the WABA Awards this past June.
We were.
I tweeted him. I think you had been following me on Twitter for a while. But I tweeted you congrats on the award or whatever, you know. And we just became friends from there. I mean, it's weird how social media works, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually a good thing. You meet a lot of nice people this way.
Yes, you do. I agree completely, dude. Well, I think I'm going to probably let you go because, like I said, we've only got about 2 minutes left. And I think this thing tends to cut off callers right at 5 o'clock. So I'm going to let you go, okay?
All righty, buddy. Take it easy and congratulations.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later, dude.
All right, Ted.
I honestly did not expect 3/4 of these people that called in to actually call in. I did not expect 3/4 of these people. In the last 90 seconds we have the show, and my co-host still isn't here, Dead Gummy Emily. I'm kidding, girl. I wanted to thank some people that couldn't be here. My buddy Tommy. Of course, like I said earlier, my friends the Springs. Another dear friend of mine, Elena. And on that same note, with Elena, another good friend of mine who's been just so supportive of the show, Megan Golden, who I think has a show today. I'm not completely sure of that, but and fair warning, the audio will cut off on the show in about 10 seconds. So for anybody that's listening live, you can listen in the archives if you want to. Let's see. Oh, I almost forgot about thanking our third co-host, Kathy. Back when we were doing soaps, Kathy was, it'd be me, Em, and Kathy on the same on the same show. It was always so much fun. Y'all need to, if y'all haven't found our victim in the pre-nomination and nomination discussions, y'all need to listen. That's just all I'm going to say. Y'all absolutely need to listen to those. Oh, and I'm going to tell off a little bit on my co-host here, since she's obviously not around to listen. But I think it was either the 2-year or the 3-year anniversary. M was running the studio. I can't even talk tonight. M was running studio, and I called in on the guest line, and I was supposed to guess who was calling in that day. And so, of course, we go, you know, things go well. and a caller had previously hung up. And a caller had just previously hung up, and me and Em were just casually talking, and all of a sudden I hear, "Oh, sweet Jesus, there's more of them." Em was completely freaking out. Anyway, sorry for that. That's texting again on air. It's not, yeah. So, I think again, I think again, I need to thank all of the callers that I called in tonight. Of course, obviously, the Blog Talk Radio community for basically allowing me to do this for the past 4 years. Who would have guessed it would have been 4 years, y'all? little side note, when I first started this thing, I didn't think I'd last a week on the air. That's just how my mind works. I start something, and I'm like, I'm not going to last a week or so with this. But lo and behold, here I am 4 years later doing this, and it's just been a crazy, crazy, crazy ride. As I'm sure a couple of my best guess I can tell you, it's been just one of the best. I can't talk to that. I'm telling y'all. It's been just one of the absolute best decisions. It's been, like I said, one of the absolute best decisions I could have ever made in my entire life. And I also have a passion for radio anyway, so there you go. And as a caller just informed me a few minutes ago, today is actually National Radio Day, so better way to celebrate 4 years of me calling in or been doing this on National Radio Day. Uh, So I think that it's only 5 after. Never mind. And this thing goes till 15 after. So I've got about 10 minutes. Anyway, thank you to Diamond Dixie, Jesse Lee Cates, Alyssa Trahan, Vaughn Lease, Patrick, and everybody that called in and just made this just incredible show. If I'm missing anybody, I'm sorry. Y'all can yell at me on Facebook or Twitter. It's fine. anyway, I don't think there's actually much more to say other than just I cannot tell y'all enough times. I just thank you for supporting the dreams of a man from little old southern little old southwestern Tennessee who totally fell into this by accident completely. I mean, it was, if y'all don't know the story, let me tell you real quick. I had and still have several friends in this whole online community who basically the same thing I'm doing, whether it's actors, singers, TV stars, they'll bring them on for a few minutes and talk to them. Well, I would call in to some of their radio shows, and I would listen and talk to special guests just to show them support or whatever, you know. So I thought, if they can do this, why can't I do it, you know? And so I thought about it for just a few months. And on this day 4 years ago, I jumped in with both feet, and I haven't looked back since. So there's the story of that. And I think I am gonna end the episode right now. But again, and I know I've said this a billion times, thank you to everybody out there that supported me and M, for that matter, in this little venture. So, with that, you've been listening to Week Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.